Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com or jimblasingame.com or jbsba.com. Either one of those will get you to a little bit of small business heaven, and I hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, and I hope you'll check out the blog, our new blog, Jim's blog, right there on the homepage, or you can go directly at jimsblog.biz. I'm excited about our two guests this half hour. Siamak Tugados is the president and CEO of GotVmail, and the chief technical officer, who's also a co-founder of GotVmail, is David Hauser, and they're both with us right now. And one of the reasons that we've met these guys is because of our relationship with Babson College. Many of you have heard some of the professors at Babson College on the show in the past talking about the entrepreneurship program that they have there and all the really smart entrepreneurs they're cranking out. Well, these are a couple of the cream of the cream of the top there, the creme de la creme, as they say, and they've got a new company, GotVmail, I should say, and we're going to get them to tell us a little bit about how all this got started. CMAC, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
It's good to have you here. Hi, David.
Hi, how are you doing?
Welcome. It's good to have you guys here. Now, did you guys know each other at Babson?
No, we did not. We met each other when I graduated in 2002, actually.
So you just graduated from college, and you were ahead of him, David?
No, I was actually 1 year behind him.
1 year behind, and so you guys met after you graduated, and so it's just like a coincidence you ran into each other? This wasn't some kind of grand cosmic plan?
Well, it might have been a grand cosmic plan, but for us personally, no, we did not know each other. We ran into each other, again, right after I graduated Babson.
But David was it at a kegger or something where you guys met, or...?
No, it was something. It was. We had similar interests and we had a similar idea for a business, and we kind of ran into each other randomly, and just started talking, and just been business partners ever since.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Yeah. So, talk to us about the conversation when you first got started. Part of your visit today is going to be, we're going to talk about your company, but I also want to talk about how your company got started. So as you guys were talking about this business, how did you talk to each other about it?
Well, we saw a need for a similar service for GotVmail. Since I was graduating, I had won the business plan competition for GotVmail at Babson, and David also, once he saw that, and he was thinking about a similar business idea as well, so we started talking about, well, is there a need for this? Yes. What are the different options to get started? And since David has an excellent background in technology, and I come from more of a business and management, and we saw a pretty good partnership in place that we can actually form a GotVmail and make it into the leading company it is today.
But David, tell us what GotVmail does. What is your product? Who are your customers? How are you doing this?
Sure, absolutely. We provide a virtual communication system for small and mid-sized companies. We define those customers as the 1 to 5 employee customer company, and we provide the most advanced voicemail system available to them right now.
But it's more than voicemail, isn't it?
Absolutely. CMAC, do you want to... Yes, it's what GotVmail does is GotVmail took the Fortune 500 PBX system or phone system and saw what a small business, again, 1 to 5, 1 to 10 employee needs, whether they're an entrepreneur starting up, they are a dispersed employee group force. And we saw what they need in terms of to look professional. Jim, I'm sure as you know, a small business's most important asset is their image.
We've got to project that image these days, don't we?
Exactly. They have to project a professional image. They have to be accessible to their employee to the customers, as well as having their employees be centralized, even if they can't afford or they're not in
an office or they don't have a central phone system. So what GovEmail does is it gives a small business a single virtual toll-free or local number that can be accessed and administered anywhere in the world and has a main greeting and multiple mailboxes. So when their callers call, they hear a very professional-sounding system. They can dial an extension, and it can be programmed to reach an employee anywhere they are. So
what you're saying is that I can, if I'm a small business and I can't afford a PBX system that provides me all these technical capabilities that typically would reside in the central processor back in the tech room in the server farm room, so to speak, David.
Yep.
If I couldn't afford one of those kinds of things, but I still wanted to have a professional sounding system where when people got my phone number, they felt like they were at a bigger company maybe than I am. Your system basically layers that capability onto my very simple one or two phone sets.
Exactly correct. It's not just if a customer can't afford it. It's also if the customer or small business doesn't have a central location, it doesn't have a central office. So if you and I, Jim, wanted to start a company together and you're in Texas and I'm in Boston,
mm-hmm.
Well, what are we going to do? There isn't a system that's going to integrate us in an efficient, cost-effective manner.
Right.
With GotBmail, we can set up instantly overnight to have a professional phone presence. And if someone dials, for example, one for sales or calls my extension,
right.
The phone number, the caller's going to transfer to my cell phone, my home office, my office phone, wherever I am, and the same with you. So if you were, again, down the street or you were traveling, it's very difficult to buy a central PBX system,
mm-hmm.
to be able to allow them to do that. And not to mention it's going to cost a lot to administer, again, having the IT department, the central rooms, et cetera, then you're going to be stuck with, again, a very big hardware.
David, what are the technical challenges of putting something like this together?
We've run into a lot of different issues and some similar ones to companies I've worked with in the past, but overall I think the biggest technical challenge has been the rate that we've expanded. A lot of systems we had to catch up on and buy ahead,
mm-hmm.
Equipment and software, but the biggest hurdle that we've really overcome is the actual development of the software, both for the phone system part of it as well as the online system.
Right.
So a lot of our time is spent working on those software applications.
When we come back, folks, they're 20 months old, this company. It's still a startup. Even though they're doing really well, they got about 15 full-time and 15 part-time employees. But when we come back, I'm going to ask them some more about getting this business off the ground. What are some of the challenges? What wakes them up at night? What are they excited about? We'll do that after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I want to remind you, coming up in the next half hour, Steve Forbes is going to be with us. His new book, Flat Tracks Revolution, Using a Postcard to Abolish the IRS, is out right now. He's going to talk to us about that in the next half hour. Looking forward to getting Steve back on the show. Right now, we're visiting with a couple of new friends. Siamak Tugadus is the president and CEO of GotVmail, and his partner is chief technology officer and co-founder David Hauser. And the company's name is GotVmail, and it's a virtual phone system for small businesses. And I want to talk just a little bit more about what you do, and then I want to talk about how you're doing it and some of the challenges and opportunities you have, David. But the price, the basic entry level to get your services is how much?
The services starts at $9.95 a month.
Okay.
7.4 cents a minute, so it's very, very cost effective.
7.4 cents a minute, and how is that calculated? I mean, when does that minute start, and when does it stop?
Well, if the client purchases or signs up for the toll free plan, for any calls that are coming into the toll free number, the customer is being charged 7.4 cents a minute, regardless of if the caller is listening to greetings or being forwarded to
what about
employee speaking to them.
All right, but once they get connected to who they want to talk to, do you actually connect them to people?
Exactly. Yes, they can set up their voicemail boxes and extensions to call forward to their cell phones, their home phones, and office phones, so they can speak to the caller live.
Right. Okay. Good deal. And so let's talk about though. I want to talk for a moment about Babson College, and you guys are both graduates there, award-winning graduates at Babson College, recent graduates. How did you know, we've had Patty Green and some of the other folks who are professors there at Babson on the show before talking about the entrepreneurship program. But you're the first actual products of their efforts that we've spoken to, the fruit of their vision for an entrepreneurship program. How did Babson get you ready for what you're doing right now? David, why don't you answer that?
Sure. I think the true benefit of Babson is the professors. The experience they bring to the classroom, and many of them are not traditional professors that have set out for their entire life to do that, but are people that came directly from the business world and out of a love and passion for entrepreneurship decided to teach.
So these aren't ivory tower professors. These are rubber meets the road professors, aren't they?
Absolutely, and they bring a tremendous amount of experience to the classroom, and the way that they approach students, it's tremendous, and I think it helped me tremendously, and I assume CMAC as well, as many as my other friends as well at Babson.
Well, and CMAC, it's not just the curriculum; it's the environment too, isn't it?
It's a very entrepreneur-oriented environment. When we were writing a business plan for GotBmail at Babson, it was the help of the professors that helped perfected it, and what got us the award. And I always say that if it wasn't for Babson, GotBmail would be much different today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, well, let's talk about how it is today. David, what is the thing that wakes you up at night? After 20 months, you're not a brand new startup, but you're still kind of in the startup stage, aren't you?
Absolutely. We are still in that startup stage and, you know, catching up with things and trying to stay ahead and adding staff. And as I handle the technology part of the company, and a tremendous amount of our efforts are put into technology, we've been trying to staff that up as well and, you know, make sure that we're ahead of the curve there.
Well, and, of course, I think you were telling me earlier, CMAC, that you have about 10,000 customers, and that's growing pretty fast, and congratulations on that.
Thank you. What are
your challenges in getting new customers?
Well, we focus on a very tough market to reach. Small businesses are everywhere. We have home-based businesses that are defined as consumers because they're employees with a business on the side.
Right.
And what the Small Business Administration defines as a small business, well, that's 50 employees and above. So it's 1 to 10 employee companies are difficult and are challenging to.
Well, they're a herd of cats is what they are.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
What? Give us the website. Go ahead and see, Matt. Give us the website, please.
It's gotvmail.com. So it's gotvmail.com.
And so if somebody wanted to consider your services, they're interested in some of the things they've heard, and they'd like to think about using what you guys have, they can find all that there at your website.
Exactly. They can visit the website, learn more about the company and the services, and then they can sign up instantly.
Gotvmail.com. Okay. What about capitalization? Is this a challenge for you?
Well, we started a telecommunications company with no venture capital at all. It was private funding, and
so that means you had some pretty fancy offices right off the bat, right? Right.
We bought a lot of Herman Miller chairs. You know. No, it's. I think you learn much more about a company and your customers when you don't take venture capital. You have to see what the best avenues of growth are. And it's,
have
and
you
it's
still
really
not tough. Taken venture capital?
No, we have not, and we don't plan to either. So,
congratulations!
You.
But David, that meant that you had to grow more judiciously, didn't it?
Absolutely. We had to be careful in how we grew, but we made sure that we were able to. And a lot of the technology, we had help from vendors. And, you know, I was able to lend a lot of my skills from past experience to kind of push that development forward.
Guys, we got a lot more to talk about. I want to hear more about this business. Will you come back another day and talk to us some more?
Of course.
I appreciate that. CMAC Tugadus and David Hauser, the founders of GotVmail. They'll be back another day. Thanks, guys. Good job. Congratulations again, by the way.
Thank you, Jim.
Quick break. Right back with Steve Forbes after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Tell me, man, there's some for me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.